Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. The din of osek mitzvah patur and a mitzvah. In the first two shir, b'siyata d'shmaya, we saw the flows mitaras Hashem. And now we are going to continue. This should be a schus for the whole world. There should be a refuah from the magefa of coronavirus, and we should see from this Yeshua's gedolos kola olam kula. In the Gemara Maseches Sukkah Daf Chaf Hey, it says Tanur Banim Shitcha Veisecha. Pat loisik b'mitzvah. When you're sitting in your house, you're chayiv in Shema, but that excludes osik mitzvah's pater from Shema. Uvalech l'chav aderech. When you're walking on the path, you're chayiv in Shema, but that excludes a chasin who's pater from Shema. Rashi, chav heyam and aleph, the Rambam uvalech l'chav writes that you know why you need two psukim. A chasin is also busy with a mitzvah. He's busy worried about the bilas mitzvah. So why do we need two psukim? Because if it just would have said one pasuk, then you would have said, since it doesn't say chasin explicitly in the pasuk, you would have said that the pasuk only patered somebody who's busy with a mitzvah. He's busy being a dayim doing a mitzvah, but a chassan who's not doing anything actively, maybe he's just thinking, he's just concerned with the mitzvah. Maybe the pasuk didn't pater him, so if it just would have said one, we wouldn't have patered a chassan. Therefore, you need the extra pasuk to pater a chassan who's tovered b'machshevetz b'ilas mitzvah. So the chora, Rashi, is difficult to understand, because Rashi said it's tolerating the fact that a chassan isn't doing a mitzvah b'yadayim. And therefore, you would think that a chassan is chayiv, kamashmalan, that he's pater. But bepashtus, it's not because he's not doing a mitzvah b'yadayim. Bepashtus, he's not doing a mitzvah at all, because a chassan b'tirdaso, he's not osik b'mitzvah mamish, and therefore you need a pasuk. But even though he's not being osik b'mitzvah mamish, he is still chayiv in. He is still pater from kriyashma. So what does that have to do with yadayim or not yadayim? It should be that it's the chiddush is that even though he's not mamish doing a mitzvah, the tirda the Abila is not a mitzvah. Nevertheless, he's pater. What does that have to do with be a dayim or not yadayim? So from this, we can see that the ikar inyan is that we require osek, that then you're pater from another asek, as we learned. Shitas or zaruah, shitas aran, that the patur of osek mitzvah, pater and a mitzvah, as we discussed at length in the previous shurim, was the asek. The asek paters you. So the chasen, even if he's doing a mitzvah, there's no osek be a dayim. Lashon of the or zaruah, when he's talking about tefillin doesn't pater you for mitzvahs, it's because you're not osik b'mitzvah b'yadav. Hagos HaShvisik also writes that you need osik b'mitzvah b'yadav v'raglav. So a chassan isn't osik b'yadayim, there's no asek. So you would think, therefore, that he's chayiv in Shema. Kamashmalan, no. You have another pasuk tell you that he's pater from Shema. And what's this tirda? This tirda is itself a mitzvah. This is mashmos of Rashi, that's the way Melora Ruin learns it out in our Erech Eitzik Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah. Or at least it's bami koach mitzvah. This tier does connected to a mitzvah, therefore it's considered like a mitzvah. But it's all midin osek b'mitzvah. But not that it's a new tour of tarid b'mitzvah. No, it's in the it's categorized a mitzvah. So it emerges then that according to Rashi that there are two pturim in osek b'mitzvah. One is mitzvah asek because you're busy, and number two it's because of the mitzvah itself. So that's all the das Rashi. But the fimash kasvu atosvis we discussed at length in the previous shiurim, the only thing that patters you from mitzvah B is mitzvah A, the mitzvah, not the asek. So why then do you need two psukim? So for that we can go to the Ritva, who follows Shita Satosis, as we discussed in the previous shiur, and he says you need one pasuk for a mitzvah, one pasuk for machshirei mitzvah ayin sham in the Ritva, and therefore we can learn out that they're both the same geder of mitzvah. Mitzvah is doicha, but not asek mitzvah. The Firashi. Asek is pattering you, and the mitzvah itself is pattering you. According to Tosis, it's just the mitzvah itself patters you. So now we can explain, based on this, the machlokas hasugyas in between brachas and sukkah. Brachas and sukkah chav hey, brachas yad aleph. Brachas yad aleph, it says, b'shiptecha b'veisecha is excluding a chasin. B'lechtecha b'derech is excluding an osek b'mitzvah. Whereas the sugyan sukkah is fakert. B'shiptecha b'veisecha excludes an osek b'mitzvah. And Belechtecha Baderech excludes a chassan. Tosis is omed on this, Divor Maschel Belechtecha. So what's pshat? How do you understand these two different the different drushes? That one is one holds B'shiptecha Baderech as prat l'chassan, the other sugi holds B'shiptecha Baderech as prat l'isik b'mitzvah. Belechtecha Baderech, the second, first sugi holds, brachas holds, ois prat l'isik b'mitzvah, and sukkah holds chassan, it's memait. Ech mevinim? And how do you understand the sugya in brachas? Because brachas first says b'shiptecha b'veisecha, that's memayit a chasin. Once you're Mamayr Chasin, then of course Osik Mimitz is going to be Pater. If you're Mamayr Chasin, who's just thinking about it, why do you need another Pasuk for somebody who's actually doing a mitzvah? As opposed to a Chasin who's just thinking about it. It's Pashit. Ain Shabbatosis that we mentioned in Sukkah. So based on our analysis, we can say as follows. That these two drashas are from the Yitur and the Psukim. Not from the Mashmos of the Psukim, but it's just the fact that they're extra, so we have to exclude something. So from one Pasuk, the first Pasuk, B'shivtcha B'vaseicha, we're going to learn the smaller Chiddush. And then from Avalechtcha B'derech, it's superfluous, we're going to learn the bigger Chiddush. It's not from the Mashmos of the words, but rather it's from the extraneous Psukim. So we have one extraneous pasuk that's going to teach us a smaller chiddush, and the tzvaiter extraneous pasuk is going to teach us a bigger chiddush. So now there are two ways of understanding what the bigger chiddush is. One way is that the bigger chiddush is that not only is an asek b'mitzvah patering you from a mitzvah, but even a mitzvah itself. When there's no asek. And that's the mahalach of the sugyan sukkah. The shivtacha b'veisecha prat lo'osek b'mitzvah. An asek patri. So not only does an asek patri you, but even a mitzvah. B'chassin is not osek, just a mitzvah. It's not considered asek, it's just in his mind. Even that patri's you. However, the Sugyan Brachas is learning that the bigger Chiddush is going to be when it comes to a Chasin. The bigger Chiddush, excuse me, is going to be when it comes to Osek B'mitzvah. Why? Because when we're patering out Osek HaMitzvah, that's going to patter even in instances where mitzvah the mitzvah itself, you're not necessarily going to be pater. The dugma, let's say when it comes to a mitzvah derabbanan. So mitzvah the mitzvah itself, there shouldn't be a patur. How can a derabbanan, a mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. So how can that pater a mitzvah daraisa? But mitzvah the asek, the mitzvah, but because you're busy, it's going to patter. Even though the mitzvah itself is not strong enough. Or, for example, Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. So we're going to get a Mirtz Hashem in a future shir. We're going to get to a mitzvah derabbanan, and we're going to explain that more. But what about a case of Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem? You could do both. So if you could do both, why should the mitzvah patter you? They're both chal. Mitzvah, mitzvah, there's no stira, so they're both chal. Like we saw in Tosis in a previous year. But mitzvah, asek, you're going to be patter. And that's how the Or Zeruah and the Ran learn. Because you're osek, even though you could do the second mitzvah, but because you're osek, you're still going to be patter. So that's why it's telling us the chiddush in the pasuk that there's going to be chiddushim lemaisa. Mitzvah itself. So that's what it says. That's the Sugin Brachas. Sugin Brachas says b'shivtecha b'veisecha prat l'chasin. That's when the mitzvah itself patters you. And not only that, I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. There are going to be cases where the mitzvah itself doesn't patter you, but the fact that you're osek b'mitzvah patters you. Efshar l'kayim shneihem, The mitzvah itself isn't patering you from the second mitzvah. Why should you be pater? Both mitzvahs can be chal, like Tosis holds, mice. But it's the asek, like the Orzur and the Ran. The fact that you're osek be mitzvah. So the mice, you see a bigger chiddush in prat lo osek be mitzvah, because it's the asek be mitzvah that's going to pater you. Even though mitzad the mitzvah itself, it's not enough. Mitzad the mitzvah rabbanan, mitzad the efshar l'kayim shneim. The mitzvah itself is going to pater you. Therefore, you have belechtucha baderech that tells you no prat lo osek be mitzvah. It's the asek be mitzvah that paters you. So that's a bigger chiddush. Mitzad the lemaisa. Mitzad the inyan, not having a lemaisa difference, but mitzad the inyan, mitzad the concept. What's a bigger chiddush? The bigger chiddush is a chasen, like we see in Sukkah. B'shivtecha b'veisecha osek b'mitzvah. And you want to hear an even bigger chiddush than osek b'mitzvah? Not only if you're busy with a mitzvah, but even a chasen you're going to patter, because a chasen is thinking about a mitzvah. That's the bigger chiddush. Brachas, we go to feed the lamaisa. Shivtecha b'veisecha prat l'chasen, that the mitzvah itself paters you. But there are cases where the mitzvah itself is not going to pater you. So we have a lechtecha baderech, but if the asik b'mitzvah is going to pater you, like efshar l'kayim shneim, the mitzvah itself isn't enough. They're both chal. Both mitzvahs are chal. So why are you pater? Because you're osik. So that would explain the two different mahalchim in these two sugyas. And then we had Rashi, two dinei ptur, mitzad esek, mitzad mitzvah. That very well fits in with this explanation. This explanation of the Gemara. We had shitas tosis. This is only one ptur, the etzem mitzvah, and the mirtz Hashem. This we were zocha. This is the third shir. We were zocha to see neflos mitaras Hashem, and I'm hoping very much that we are zochet to continue. Lilmodu lelamed lishmor v'lasis of the kind is called divrei samu taras of yahava. Simcha betuv lev of meirov kol, brius, esana. We should all have our financial needs met, all areas, and we should know no tzara v'tzuka, no nego machala, and bracha ba'atzlacha b'chom ha'aseh adeinu. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.